This is program number LW2608. Well, sometimes it's hard to make yourself understood, like the American who went over to England once on his vacation. Hi, this is Larry West. He arrived in London, rented a car, and almost immediately wrapped the thing around a telephone pole. He woke up in the hospital and was all wrapped up in plaster with his legs and one arm in a sling. He opened his eyes, and the first person he saw was a nurse, and he asked her, "Did I come here to die?" She said, "Nay, you didn't come here to die. You came here yesterday." Sometimes it's a little difficult to make yourself understood. The little first grader walked into her house one day after school with a terribly discouraged look on her face. I mean, she really looked like she was down and out. Her mother asked her, "What's the matter?" And the little girl said, "Oh, I'm having trouble with those eagles at school." "Eagles?" Her mother was surprised. "What eagles?" "Oh, you know," her little girl said, 2 plus 2 equals something and 3 plus 3 equals something else." Sometimes it's hard to make yourself understood, right? You know, to a lot of people, the Bible is that way. There was a woman tourist one day who was visiting the Holy Lands, and she went into a tourist office to get more information about which road she should take. Well, the fellow in the tourist office told her that it was now possible for her to go by car all the way from Dan to Beersheba. Well, the tourist smiled, and then she confessed something. She said, "Did you know that I never knew that Dan and Beersheba were places?" She said, "I always thought that Dan and Beersheba were husband and wife." "You know," she said, "like Sodom and Gomorrah." Well, she's not much better off than the little boy who went to Sunday school and the teacher asked him to draw a picture of something he had learned out of the Bible. Well, he drew an animal that had sort of a pointed nose, it had tiny ears, it stood up on all fours, and it had a short little tail. The strange thing about it was he colored that little creature red and green, yellow and orange and blue. "What is that?" his teacher asked him. And he told her, "That is Joseph's goat of many colors." Sometimes it's difficult to make yourself understood. I know a fellow who has all the answers, or so he thinks so. I mean, when we stand and talk, he answers questions that I haven't even asked yet. And quite frankly, I don't even intend to ask them. Do you know someone like that yourself? And best I can tell, he thinks he's got it all wrapped up, or so it seems, in regard to all of life and all that's in it. When he's finished, he walks off. He's got the world by the tail. And there I stand. I've got all the problems solved, all the questions answered. All of them except the ones I was asking. Sometimes the most difficult thing to do is to make oneself understood. Got something I want you to think about today. If you're a little frustrated because it seems no one understands you, you might try listening. Listening to the other person. He might just give you a clue as to where he is so that you might be able to better tune in on him. In other words, you might try to do some understanding yourself, you know, in order to be understood. It's like a hand and a glove. They both have to give a bit to fit. Someone once said, "A blind man knows he cannot see and is glad to be led, though it be but by a dog. But he that is blind in his understanding, which is the worst blindness of all, believes he sees the best and scorns the guide." Listen up. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. There are lots of people who don't understand the Bible. You know why? It's because they haven't closed their mouths long enough to open their ears and to listen to what God really has to say. The Bible says, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." Listen. Only then can you perceive. Only then can you really understand. I have a Bible study course, yours for the asking. You'll like it. It's short. It's just 8 lessons long. It's called "For God So Loved You." You'll like it. Write me for it. It is free. Write me for it in care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.